All right, on this episode of Bouks Talkin' Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual coming off quite the electric victory at Ryzen 31. It went down towards the end of October there, just a bit over a week ago at this juncture. The new Ryzen featherweight champion after that doctor stoppage, that big knee, the cut coming in the second round there over Yutaka Saito. I'm talking to Jintaro Yoshiku, happy to have him on the show. And yeah, just curious how he's doing after that victory there.
あ、牛久選手、まずはあのライジンのタイトル獲得おめでとうございます。その後、
ありがとうございます。
その後体調はいかがですか？どのように過ごされてますか？
そうですね、まあ、まあ変わらず、まあ、自分 の, その生活リズムは変えずに、まあ、なんていうんですかね、どこまで言っていいのかあれなんで、あれなんですけど、
はい、はい、そこは大丈夫です。させていただいて大丈夫ですよ。
あ、わかりました。で、まあ、変わらず、普段の生活を送ってます。
はい。Yeah, I've been trying not to get this win in my head, and I've been trying to maintain just a regular pace, a regular day of my life. So I haven't done anything crazy so far.
So no, like crazy after party, nothing like that, just keeping her casual and everything like that, even keeled and all that.
じゃあ大規模な祝勝会とかも派手に騒いだりとかそういうこともしてない感じですか？
あ、そうですね。今はちょっと控えています。まあこれからあるかもしれないんですけど、とりあえず今のところは、特に大きな祝勝会はやってないです。
Yeah, for the time being, at the moment, I haven't really done any crazy partying or any kind of celebration party. Maybe it might be coming up later, but as of right now, I have kept myself pretty quiet.
Yeah, and just an amazing, you know, victory. I mean, captured hardware and deep previously and everything like that. But I mean, what a way to integrate yourself into the promotion, just capturing that championship there. Like, how much of a career capstone was it to, you know, have the Ryzen title as part of the resume there?
まあ本当に電撃的なこうライジン参戦で電撃的なこうタイトル獲得というすごい、形で牛久選手のこうキャリアがドカンとこう上がったわけなんですが、このライジンのタイトル、まあ、タイトルを取るということは牛久選手にとってどういう意味をもたらす出来事だと思いますか？
そうですね、まあ、今回の、試合に関してはやっぱり僕がその SNS でやりたいですっていうアピールをして、でやっぱりこう試合が、まあ、要は組んでもらえたので、そのチャンスを自分で、まあ、探しに行って、でその結果がやっぱりああやって膝切りで勝って、ものにすることができたので、なんていうんですかね、この全ての流れを掴めたっていうことに本当に意味があることだと思っていて、自分でも本当にそこはやってよかったなっていうことを思ってます。
So this fight, it's not only just the win, and it's not only just winning the title, but I think the entire process for me is something that really means something for me, becauseI asked for this fight when Ryzen announced that they don't have a main event. They were looking for Saito's opponent. I asked for it, and I went out there and asked and worked hard to get this fight booked. So this is an opportunity that I went out there and created. I grasped myself. So the entire process, I'm very happy that I acted You know, I do feel like that I brought the momentum towards me when I acted. So the fact that I acted, I got the fight, and then I was able to win and capture my opportunity, I think the whole process means something to me. And that, therefore, I'm very satisfied with the entire process of how this fight came together and how it went.
That's interesting. Was that related at all to seeing something in Yutaka Saito's game that perhaps you thought you could take advantage of with your own skills, or more just wanting to capitalize on an opportunity main eventing for such a big promotion?
まあその自分からこの試合の機会をつかみに行ったっていうふうにおっしゃったんですけれども、それはその斉藤選手の穴を見つけて自分だったら勝てるっていうその戦略的な部分から来たのか、もしくはもうただ単にその機会をつかみたい、ライジンで戦うためのきっかけを作りたいというそういう気持ちで名乗りを上げたのか、どういう意図で名乗りを上げたんですか？
そうですね、もともとその斉藤選手とはいずれやる機会が来るだろうということで、もともとそのもし試合が組まれたらこうしようっていう準備はしてたんですけど、やっぱりこうあのタイミングで斉藤選手が誰かいないかっていうことで僕が食らいついていったっていうことに関してはもうあそこしかないって僕は思っていたので、本当にあのチャンスに人生の全てをかけて挑戦しました。
So I've always thought deep inside that I was gonna fight Saito sometime down the line. So I've already had a certain idea of what to do if I were to fight him. And that timing just happened to come real quick when during that press conference when he asked for a challenger. And I knew that this was the time that I had to be aggressive on getting this fight booked. So, you know, when that opportunity was given, I knew that this was worth a shot to put everything that I've worked for, put my life on the line to take on this huge task.
It was a very exciting fight in many regards too. It seemed like, especially in that first frame there, that there was different points where both fighters were at least buzzed a little bit. Was there any point where Juntaro was a bit buzzed and had to overcome a certain level of adversity?
あの試合としてはまあ非常にこう緊張感のある試合だったんですけれども、まあ、1ラウンドでこう結構互いにこう攻めたり攻められたりっていう部分があった中で、牛久選手の中ではこう試合の中こう、まあ、プレッシャーにこう押しつぶされそうだったりとか、なんかそういう精神的な部分での、あの試合の中で何か感じたりしましたか？
あすいそうですね、やっぱりこう雷神の大舞台っていうことで、なんていうんですかね、試合前とか入場するまではすごく、まあ、緊張はしていたんですけど、まあ、やっぱりこうリングに上がるっていうか入場した瞬間、なんかこの雷神のパワーじゃないですけど、それで一気に緊張もほぐれて、特にこう気負いとかなんか緊張とかプレッシャーとかはもうリングに上がった時点では何も感じなかったですね。
You know, the first time, it was my first time fighting on Ryzen's big stage, and obviously you get nervous, you feel the jitters, but it's something about those walkouts thatI don't know what it is. It's maybe it's Ryzen's power. It's the atmosphere that it gives to the fighters. But once you start walking out, all that nervousness just kind of goes somewhere. And once you step into the ring, all the jitters are gone and you're ready to fight. So I was able to step into that ring and face Saito with a clear mindset.
And just the nature of the finish. I mean, just a real, you know, immediacy to the face slicing with the elbow in real time there. I'm kind of curious, is there like an immediate sense of how much damage has been done? Like, is there like a, you know, feeling of the impact and being aware of the damage that it caused, or just more so noticed it when the ref kind of broke it up thereafter?
勝負の決め手となった膝蹴りなんですが、まあ、素晴らしいタイミング、素晴らしい角度で入ったというふうに、見えたんですけれども、実際にその膝を放った当事者としては、その手応えってあったものなんですか？もう当たった瞬間にどれくらいのダメージを負わしたか、どういう、これが決め手になったっていう手応え、どんな感覚でしたか？
当たったなっていう感触はあったんですけど、実際に、その後、斉藤選手が僕の足をキャッチして、ちょっと組みつく展開になった時に、結構すごい量の血が、僕の体についてる感触はあったので、 あ、これはもしかしてこの血の量は止まるんじゃないかなっていうことは、うすうすは思ってたんですけど、ただまだ僕の中でも完全に止まるっていう確信はなかったので、まあいつ始まってもいいような準備は心構えていました。
So when I threw that, when I landed that knee, I felt, I knew that I hit him. But immediately Saito grabbed my leg, so I knew that I didn't finish him. But the moment he grabbed the leg, I also saw a lot of blood on my body. So at the moment, I was thinking, oh, that's a lot of blood. I must have cut him, but I wasn't confident that it was enough to stop the fight. So when the referee stopped it, and even when he was getting checked out by the doctor, I was getting myself mentally prepared to go again.
And I mean, I'd already mentioned previously the fact that you have the deep featherweight title on your resume, obviously the Ryzen featherweight title now and everything like that. But I was noticing a few years ago, there was a bid for some Pancrase hardware there against Issei Tamura, and that didn't necessarily go the way you wanted it to. I'm kind of wondering how much, of a lesson was learned from that previous championship bid in Pancrase that maybe lent itself to capturing titles and prominent organizations afterward.
あの、福選手は、まあ、ライジン来る前にディープのタイトルマッチも経験して、で、チャンピオンになってきたんですが、で、その前にもパンクラスで、田村選手、田村一世選手相手に、タイトルマッチを経験されて、まあ、それは負けてしまったんですけれども、そういう経験が、まあ、今回、ディープと、そしてライジンのチャンピオンベルトを巻くことにつながって、いると思います。敗戦から何か学んだとかいうのはありますか？
あ、そうですね、もう敗戦でもう本当にすごく勉強させてもらいました。その気持ちの面だったり、あとまあああいう、まあ、いろんなアクシデントが試合中に起きても焦らず自分のペースを、崩さないっていう、まあ、いろんな意味で本当にすごく勉強させてもらって、まあ、その勉強させてもらったことがこの勝利につながってると思ってます。
Yeah, definitely. That loss taught me a lot. Such as keeping my mental strength. It definitely helped me grow my mental strengthAnd mostly just staying calm and stick to your pace, even after accidents occur during the fight. So, yes, I did learn a lot from that loss.
And capturing a pair of significant championships this calendar year alone, a stretch of, going 8-1 through your last 9 fights and avenging that lone loss in that stretch. Is this the, best stretch of Jintaro's career so far? And if he does think that, what does he credit to this run of success he's had across his last several fights?
まあ今年に入ってベルトを2本取って、で過去9戦で現在今8勝1敗と、でその中にもその1敗した相手に対してしっかりリベンジをしている、そういう今、キャリアの中で今牛久選手はにいるんですが、ご自身で振り返ってみて今が一番こう勢いに乗っている感じはしますか？
そうですね、やっぱりこの、急戦してきた中で僕の中でやっぱり、今が一番勢いがあって、自分に対してもすごく自信持ってます。なんで、まあ、これから次の試合とかも自分でもすごく楽しみにしてます。
Yes, I do feel that like right now I'm the most confident in my abilities throughout my career right now. And I think the momentum is there. And I personally am very excited about my next fight.
Absolutely. And I mean, just the fact that he's thinking of that next fight, is he looking to facilitate a somewhat quick turnaround there? I mean, just I imagine, I guess he would have wanted to have been basking in the, glow of the title victory for a little bit, but it seems like he's motivated for a quick enough kind of turnaround.
まあ今、次の試合が楽しみというふうにおっしゃったんですけれども、ご自身ではいつぐらいのこう次戦、まあもう本当に間隔を短くして試合するのか、それともちょっと今、ベルトに勝った干渉に浸っていたいのか、牛久選手ご自身としては次の試合いつぐらいを見てますかね。
そうですね、まあ本当に次がどうなるかちょっとわからないんですけど、まあちょっと団体と話し合って、まあその、話し合った結果でちょっと決めたいと思います。
Yeah, so right now, I'm not quite sure when I'll be fighting again. Obviously, I would have to talk to both promoters and figure out a timeline that makes sense for everybody. So, whatever is decided there, I'll just fight whatever is decided.
Yeah, fair. A couple different moving parts to that for sure. But from what I was able to tell, it seems like K Clan is still the main gym where the work is being had at, and certain names listed there, like Kazunori Yokota and Itsuki Harada, among several others. Like, who are the main individuals he was getting in work with ahead of this particular fight here?
まあ、選手の所属は K クランということで、まあ、横田選手でしたり、平田選手だったりが、有名な選手がいるジムなんですが、今回、斉藤選手との試合に向けて、練習をしてきた主な選手っていうのは、どういった方々と練習されたんですか？
あ、K クランだと、寺島康介選手、今、リングネームだとコロっていう名前で出てる選手がいるんですけど、そのコロさんとずっと、練習してきました。
Yeah, so my main primarily sparring partner is a fighter named Kosuke Terajima. He goes by Koro in his ring name, but he was my primarily sparring partner getting ready for the Saito fight.
And I'm just kind of curious because, been competing in MMA for quite a few years now, from what I can tell. I'm curious overall, just in the general martial arts journey, like what initially, inspired Juntaro to become a martial artist and just endeavor to go on this journey? Like, what was the, I guess, like moment where the seed was planted, as it were? Like, was there like a certain movie he saw? Was there a fight that caught his attention? What was the origin of all that?
牛久選手がそもそもこう格闘技というものをやり始める、まあ、まあ柔道だと思うんですけど、まあ、柔道だったりその格闘技とか武道をやり始めた年齢とそのきっかけというものを教えてもらっていいですか？
そうですね、最初、柔道を始めたきっかけが小学校1年生の時で、まあ、それは自分のお姉ちゃん、あと2つ上にお兄ちゃんがいるんですけど、その影響で最初、柔道を始めました。で、格闘技を始めたのは高校2年生の時、僕が16歳の時ですね。で、ずっともう中学の時からやっぱりドリームとかに憧れてずっとやりたいと思ってたんですけど、やっぱりその親からその自分の働いたお金で、やりなさいっていうことで、始めたのは16歳の時ですね。
あ、じゃあそれは自分でアルバイトしてお金を貯めたってことですか？
あ、そうです。
ちなみに何のアルバイトをされたんですか？
最初は焼肉屋と、あと引っ越し屋ですね。
ああ、なるほどですね。So, I first started judo in first grade, and that was an influence of my older siblings. My sister and my older brother, they were practicing judo. So with their influence, I started judo in first grade. But when I started getting into MMA, I was 16 years old, my second year in high school, actually my first year in high school. And the reason why it took so long, because when I was in junior high, that's when Dream was at their peak. And I've always wanted to get involved myself involved in mixed martial arts. But my parents wouldn't allow me to, and they would always tell me, "Well, if you're going to pursue something that you want to do, you have to earn your own money to go take lessons." So at 16, I started working two jobs, a yakiniku, like a Japanese barbecue place, a restaurant, and I worked for a moving company. So I earned my own money to pay for my training, and I started training in MMA at 16.
That's curious that the fandom with Dream was something that was kind of mentioned in there. I mean, a lot of people think that, Dream and Ryzen and Pride kind of all part of that same underlying kind of lineage there. Is that a sentiment Juntaro also shares? And, you know, as an extension of that, how important is it to become part of a promotion like Ryzen that would be, I guess, part of that fandom lineage, and now you're a competitor kind of within all of that?
いろんな世界中のファンからですね、ライジンっていうのはやっぱりこのプライドの後継団体だっていうふうに言われているんですが、まあ当然ドリームも、日本のトップの団体として活躍していた時期があって、やっぱりそのプライド、ライジン、プライド、ドリームの流れを組んだライジンっていうものがあるというふうに見られてるんですが、牛久選手からしてみたらライジンってそういうふうに、見えますか？
そうですね、やっぱり、プライド、ドリーム、その、から始まって、本当に、なんていうんですか、その歴史をすごく感じる団体だと僕は思ってます。
でその歴史を感じる団体の、まあ、こう一員になって、そしてなおかつそこの団体のチャンピオンになれたということを牛久選手にとってどういう意味をもたらしますか？
そうですね、もう本当に逆に僕が引っ張っていけるようなそんな、存在にならないとダメだと思っているので、もっともっと練習して強くなって、強くなって引っ張っていけるようなそんなファイターになります。
はい、So yeah, I definitely think that, you know, Ryzen inherits all the stuff from Pride and Dream, and I feel like the history is all connected.And for me, being involved in Ryzen and being their champion means that, you know, I feel obligated to become a figure that everybody can rely on to follow the lead. So I want to be the figure in Ryzen that everybody will rely on. And in order to do that, I need to train harder.Become stronger and be a much better fighter, and I continue to do so.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting progression to follow in the organization. I mean, if that was the debut, I mean, definitely a lot of great moments to be had. But I'm noticing the nickname is Fighting Bull, and I'm curious as to like the origin story of that. Like, what's the backstory on the Fighting Bull nickname there?
牛久選手のニックネーム、ファイティングブル、闘牛では、どういう経緯でつけられたんですか？
そうですね、もともとパンクラスで、試合をしてた時に、僕のスタイルがやっぱり、タックルっていう武器があったので、でそれでプラスして僕の名前が牛久っていう名前なので、その牛久とタックルに合わせて闘牛というニックネームがつきました。
So this nickname originated when I was fighting in Pancras. My style at the time was to go for takedowns. I would shoot in a lot, and shooting in would be my style. And my name, Ushiku, has the character, kanji character that stands for cow or bull. So the Pancras people, they took my name, bull, and my style of shooting in, and they turned it into a fighting bull. So that's how it originated.
Yeah, definitely makes sense with the style and a cool nickname for sure. But in terms of, you know, some interests that might exist outside of fighting, like are there any hobbies that you get up to or different means of like unwinding when not training? I mean, obviously very pursuant of getting better as a martial artist and diligently working at that. But are there any hobbies or outside ways to unwind when you're not getting in that training?
牛久選手はこう空いた時間をどのように過ごして、どういうふうにしてリラックスしたりしていますか？
そうですね、僕結構バイクのツーリングとかが好きで、結構一人で行ったりするんですけど、なんかこう走りながら何も考えずに走るっていうのが僕の中ではすごくリラックスになっていて、まあそれプラスして結構キャンプとかも行くんで、まあキャンプして仲間と話しながらいろいろとリラックスしたりしてます。
So my hobby is I own a motorcycle, Harley, and I just like to ride my bike and just kind of drive around and think of nothing, and that's one way to ease my stress and relax. I also like to you know, go out and go out camping with my friends and put myself out in the nature and just discuss about regular things. And that's how I kind of blow off steam.
Could we ever get a motorcycle entrance for like a future big Ryzen show? Is that in the cards, perhaps?
That's
actually one of the greatest suggestions I've heard. I'm excited for that myself. I'm not sure if Ryzen can allow me to do that, but that would be awesome.
It would kind of remind me of like the American Badass Undertaker permutation circa 2003, but really great getting to have you on the show after such a big victory in the last outing, but also want to be, you know, mindful of the time and everything like that. So for Juntaro, is there anything he might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up here?
本当にこのレスのアンダーテイカーみたいな入場したらすごいかっこいいなというふうにちょっと思いました。で、本当にもう今日はお時間たくさんいただいてしまって、本当にありがとうございます。で、本当に最後になるんですが、牛久選手自身から何かこう伝えたいことだったり、何か、ファンに向けたメッセージとかあれば、ご自由に何かおっしゃってください。まあそうですね。今回の試合で、少しは牛久という名前を
So I think some people were introduced to my name Ushiku because of this fight and because I won. But I appreciate the people who support me, but I really will promise you that I will continue to train. I will continue to get better and a better fighter. So please look forward to my fights. And if you could follow my career, I'd be very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, it was an exemplary performance last time out, and I'm thinking the best is yet to come just based on the attitude with the work ethic and everything like that. So big thanks coming on the show after such a big victory, and I appreciate both of you making the time, and hopefully you each have a great rest of your day there.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you so much for your time.